to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Rhea, I think you're good. I think you are very good. But there is a saying, pride comes before the fall. And I'm going to humble you at WrestleMania.
This is the Nature Boy Ric Flair. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen or feel the pain. Woo!
Woo! The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to Pain Clinic for February 22nd. Real quick holidays today. It's Chinese New Year. Oh, no, it's not. Yes, it is. Chinese New Year, National Seed Swap Day, and Opposite Day. Happy 53rd birthday to Psychosis 2 and 49 to Super Calo. See the guy at Super Calo Fragilistic Espialidocious? Is that the dude? Okay, sorry. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us March 7th for UFC 248 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. You want to get there early? Hosted by us. Drink specials all night long. That's March 7th. Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 248. Hey, interested in roller derby? You want to be a skater, officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. If you're interested in the men's team playing or officiating or helping them out in any way, that's Flower City Fear, F-L-O-U-R, Flower City Fear. Find them on Facebook as well as flowercityfear.com. And next week, home opener for Rock City Roller Derby, that'd be Leap Day at the Dome. So definitely put down your calendar. Hey, I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with Danger Boy. Good morning, Danger.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Can't complain.
Can't complain. Sunny day. Freezing. Sunny day still. We're here also with Furby. What's up, dude?
Not much. How are you? What's up, Rochester?
Well, Ra-cha-cha. And, of course, Double B, Brian Burke.
Good morning.
Hey, hey. We got three guests in the studio today, all wrestling in some way or other, except for Vinny. I don't think he's wrestling tonight.
No, he's just going to run his mouth.
Yeah, we got Vinny. We got Vinny Paulino. You may know him as the funniest person in Rochester.
Glad to be here. Happy opposite day.
Happy opposite day. Oh, we got Rob Sweet joining us.
Hey, everybody. What's going on?
And Dewey Murray. Do you go by your last name too, Dewey?
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
First and last. It's official.
All right. They're joining us today in the studio to talk about ESW tonight. ESW making their second appearance in Rochester. You guys worked for them the first time here, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What kind of show was that like? Did they draw the Rochester crowd out?
They drew an awesome Rochester crowd. Yes. I mean, their first show, they packed a little shy under about 300.
Nice, nice.
And on the mic. I'm talking to you, Rich. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm behind you all.
But yeah, just awesome crowd. Hot vibes from the opening match to the end of the match.
We got a lot of like real true wrestling fans came out for that one, because there's people who were a little bit tired of the products they were getting in Rochester at the time, and came out for that show last year and truly appreciate, you know, the indie scene and the explosion that's happening right now. So,
you know, I didn't want to say this because I'm not like trying to be a nice guy, but I will say that ESW definitely impressed me.
See, yeah,
they impressed me. They put on a show that was pretty incredible, and it's definitely worth the ticket price and a drive to Fairport.
And that's the thing is, it's also on the east side, too. So it's like, I don't know, we get a lot of shows on the east side of Rochester.
No, don't hold that against them.
They're always on the west side. But yeah, no, we got the east side. I mean, the production value is top notch. I mean, ESW is broadcast on, you know, on Twitch and Fight Network and whatnot. So,
And then can we do a little tidbit behind the scenes? With the last ESW show, there was the private party versus Infinity and Beyond, which is Cheech and Cloudy, which are Rochester boys.
Yep.
Fun fact, that highlight video from that kick... Oh, hold on. I was going to say a bad word, but yeah.
Yeah, don't say a bad word.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Gotcha. That kind of five-star match. That video actually got Private Party a look at and signed with AEW.
Yeah, I was just on the Jericho Cruise, and I ran into those guys, and I brought that match up, and they were like, oh my God, that's the match that got us signed. Like,
you don't Private Party is Rochester.
Yeah, but you got to be a VIP to go in the Private Party, right? Because they have a doorman.
I had a great time there. It was a blast.
That's cool. That's awesome. And look who we got from AEW coming tonight. We've got the guy who sticks his hands in his pockets, Orange Cassidy.
Yes, yeah, that's Nick Ando.
Yeah. And that's going to be interesting because it's like, he's getting more involved every week in AEW, but it's slowly getting involved more every week. I enjoy it, though. I enjoy what he's doing with the best friends and everything. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, he's going to be here tonight, too. So if you want to see Orange Cassidy, this guy has been something you don't want to miss on the indies for years. You know, I mean, this is not like he just showed up a couple months ago. He's been around a long time.
Yeah, very long time. And if you want to see, like, what he does besides put his hands in his pocket, come tonight. Like,
I heard he can wrestle a whole match with his hands in his pocket. That's what I heard.
Yeah, fun fact, when he was younger, he was actually one of the participants in the Upstate 8, one of the original Upstate 8s when it was just eight guys.
Oh, my goodness. I bet you I was there. I'm guessing. I was. So I want, if people want to call, have a question, a tidbit they want to talk about, 222-1280, *1280. You can also text us that number if you're shy, you don't want to go on the air. And if it's funny, I'll read it, you know, or I'll let Vinny read it because he has the timing down.
I'm busy.
I don't get paid to do that. you guys, we're going to definitely hit this show a lot during the show. Dewey, I wanted to mention you're like in an advertising campaign for Cocentrics, is it?
Yes.
That's wild, man. This guy is nationwide in these ads, man. How do you hook up with that?
Quick little backstory. I did some extra work. A local guy by the name of Luke Harper gave me some advice because I've always been depressed about having psoriasis, and he basically told me, turn your negative into a positive. And I got on this medication, my skin got clear, and somehow I got connected, and ever since then, I've just been working with them for 2 years, and I also go around doing a lot of fundraisers for the National Psoriasis Foundation.
Oh, that's very cool. And I've seen a lot of the ads and everything. That's, you know, obviously professional photo shoots. You probably have to go to New York City for something like that.
Or, yep.
That's so wild. And not only that, but also we get to see you every once in a while when WWE's around here, play a security guard or a police officer or, I don't know, how many times have you done that? Because, I mean, I see you a lot. You got your head shaved.
Yeah.
Your head shaved in Buffalo by what was her name?
Serena Deeb at that time.
Yeah, remember Serena? She was part of Punk's Straight Edge Society. How many? It's been quite a few times, man.
I've been backstage for extra work over about 16 times, and I've been on TV about half of the time I've been back for them.
Sorry, it's answering the phones. That's cool. That is so awesome. And it's like, I love it because it's whenever they come around here, I'm trying to see who I know that's in the crowd, you know, working as security or whatever. And it's, what is it like? I mean, they give you a time to be there, and then they just basically step you through what you're going to do before the show starts?
Yeah, they basically get you there. They do your physical. They have you sit around. Sometimes you'll work out. Sometimes you won't. And sometimes they'll have designated spots ready for people and stuff like that. Other than that, you just sit backstage, enjoy the good food and the pay window.
The catering.
Nice. And I've always heard, I remember when Colin Delaney got destroyed by Umaga here in town, that because he sold so well, they gave him extra money. Did you ever get like a little bonus for doing a better job? Or
when they shaved my head?
Yes.
I got a very large bonus because we weren't supposed to be touched. We weren't supposed to be beat up at all. We were just supposed to get our head shaved, and then Vince sent down Charles Robinson and basically said, beat those guys up. And then we got to the back, and they gave us a real nice bonus.
I was going to say, little Nate's out there getting involved in it. We got a phone call. It's Mike from Rochester. Mike, what's up? What's going on today, buddy?
Not too much, guys. How are you guys doing?
We are all doing good. We got three guests in the studio, too. You know, Vinny Paulino, Rob Sweet, and Dewey Murray.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, cool.
we're just busting chops, man. So what's up? What's happening?
Not too much, man. I just make this quick then, since you got guests in the studio. But did you guys watch SmackDown last night by any chance?
Seen bits and pieces so far.
Yeah. What is gotten your craw over this one?
Well, it's not craw, but there's a glitch on the last 2 weeks SmackDown. And last week when I saw it, I thought that maybe it had like something to do with like with an XFL promo, like you know how they do on the bottom of the screen on Fox for like an upcoming game. But then they did it again last week, and then last night's show they did it twice. So I'm wondering if somebody's debuting on the show, because there's no way that four times is an accident.
His name's probably going to be Killer Cross. Well, it's going to be someone else when he comes in. But
yeah.
Hey, Brian, look at me. Sorry, go ahead. I didn't want to. I'm just doing some little stuff behind the scenes. I don't want to take mics away from people. I didn't realize we have enough mics. But go ahead. Yeah, there's a... Keep going. They've been having some issues, but listen, they also are the number one show now too. So,
no, it's not about the issues. It's just that I agree with the guy on the show. So I think that's Killer Cross because of the hourglass. Because I noticed it like on the last time, but it was done so well that the first time I saw it, I actually thought it was a legitimate glitch. So I got to give him credit on that one.
Pretty much everything online that I was reading is definitely hinting towards the debut of Killer Cross. So I would definitely agree with, you know, what you're thinking there, seeing the hourglass. Also, they were talking about Scarlett Boudreaux as well, debuting with Killer Cross. Obviously, they are together. But it'll be a very interesting to see how that plays out in the near future.
Yes, absolutely. And the one other thing that I just wanted to talk about, and then I'll let you guys go, is that Nyla Rose being the AEW Women's Champion. Obviously, you guys know that she's transgender. And that's like a big hot topic around the country now, with Dwayne Wade coming out and saying that his daughter is transgender. And there's a lot of like states across the country where like girls who are transgender are winning like state championships from girls who were girls right from the beginning, and people are mad about it. Do you think AEW should exploit that or just leave that alone?
Listen, wrestling isn't an athletic contest, or is it? You know, I mean, if it was a true athletic contest, where you know, I guess you would have to, but you know, someone in the back room says who wins and loses, so it's like, why? You know, it's as long as they can perform. It's
a lot of people talk about like the realism, like, oh, the realism, if it was a woman and a guy, you know, this and that. But like when 7 foot giants are taking on like Rey Mysterio, I mean, realism's thrown out the window, and it's all about how you tell the
story. Not even meaning it from that perspective. I've just wondered like if you guys think they should exploit it and enhance her heel character, because everybody that I've talked to that like doesn't know a lot about AEW or knows anything about Nyla Rose, when I tell them that, they get immediately mad.
No, what's going to happen is they're going to alienate a big percentage of their audience by doing that. I think it's just stay away from it. Just stay out of that whole arena of issues.
It brings the wrong attention to the issue.
No,
yeah, and you got to.
No, you're probably right. I was just curious, like how you guys.
And they bring the
Belle
Venuses of the world out.
Yeah, see,
to have an even bigger platform, and no one wants to hear Belle Venus talk about
exactly.
anything.
Exactly, that's
so
a good
baked
point.
Out of his mind, anyways.
Yeah, I was going to say that because Belle, like immediately the day it happened, the title change, it's like. You know, he made a big deal about it, and it's not a big deal, and it's part.
I don't think it is either. But I was just curious, like your guys' opinion on it, because
I mean, as performers, I know me and Dewey can attest. Like we think she's very talented, and like it makes no difference to us. Like it shouldn't be brought into the story. I mean, she's a great talent, and her abilities should speak for themselves, and. You know, she knows how to be a heel character. So
yes,
Like, oh, just let that be. You don't have to specify what that heel character is. You can just give it a look and a look at the crowd, and it's just a feeling, you know? You don't have
Exactly. I agree. Like I said, I was just curious how you guys felt about it.
And also, they're blurring the lines of everything anyways on these titles. They're taking the, you know, the like the women's title is no longer the women's title, you know, in some places, and nor the men's title. It's just a championship. So, right. And they're blurring the line so they can do things like what Blanchard's doing in Impact Wrestling, you know, being the champion of Impact. So I don't think it should be brought up. I would never even run an angle off of it. Usually it's when they run angles off of things like, you know, personal things like that, it's usually after someone had made the news for something or another.
Right.
I love, you know, and I agree 100% with Nyla. Nyla should have been the champ as soon as that show started in AEW, and it was just a surprise taking it off of Riho, you know, which listen, Rio's great and everything, but you know when you're dating the guy who's booking the women's division, you know, sometimes you get advantages.
And part of the thing was is that Rio was a ratings mover. It's like her matches, the quarter hours would go up. So I think that's part of the reason why she kept the title for since October 2nd.
But she wasn't there half the time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, remember,
obviously, because she's booked to Japan a lot. Yeah,
and remember this, too. What about all the other women that debuted, like, that just kind of got pushed aside and been sitting backstage waiting for something to open up? Like Awesome Kong. What has happened to Awesome Kong?
Well, now she's going to
Well, she's doing Glow, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, she did. But she, Awesome Kong was like, she was the monster they previewed before AEW ever started. And then did we ever see her? I mean, maybe once or twice.
A couple times, but not much, no.
Yeah. Too bad, because her versus Nyla Rose would be an awesome match.
Yeah, it would. I mean, and they have some big ladies there that really could work like crazy. I'm looking forward to see what happens with that. But and then, like, kind of think about this, like the whole Brandi Rhodes thing. She comes out and tries to be the leader of a heel group, and then all of a sudden you're expected to give her sympathy when her husband's getting whipped with a belt or in a cage match, you know? So they had to drop that whole angle, which...
Yeah, she basically came out and said that she was the one who just dropped it because it wasn't working. It really wasn't.
Well, I mean, she started a promo and nobody was listening, you know, out of a commercial break, you know?
They kind of showed the disbandment of that, the whole group pretty much starting in Cleveland. I mean, she was doing her psychologist appointments and whatnot, but then also... I think it was Meg throwing Awesome Kong into the steel steps, leading Awesome Kong, obviously, to go do her show and everything. That was the whole breakup right there, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys, I'll let you guys go and talk to your guests, man.
Thank you,
guys,
Mike.
Have a great day, man.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the call. And don't forget, tonight, ESW is going to be live in Rochester, and we'll talk more about it on the flip side. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back right after this.
Champion. I should be the highest paid woman in that locker room. I should be the face on all these graphics and posters. But waiting, it made me hungry. Do you know what happens when I get hungry? I break bitches.
Word, that means I've got to point at the sign. But Charlotte did that already, so I've got to make it more interesting. How can I make this bigger? You guys want to get on TV? You want to point at the sign with Drew McIntyre? All right, we'll use the Claymore countdown. 3, 2, 1, boom!
Dave Hemmer with 1280 WHTK, the best in the West, baby. Listen to him at all the time.
I don't know if Dave Hebner knew where he was when he was saying that, because we're an East Coast city, sort of, Eastern Coast. Best in the West? I'll take it from Dave Hebner. Twin Dave Hebners. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman with Danger Boy, Furby, and Double B, Brian Burke, in the studio with us, Vinny Paulino. Vinny?
Yeah.
Before I can introduce the other guests, what are you doing tonight at this show?
Making it better.
You're making it better?
Absolutely.
Oh, a little Vinny will always make it better.
Here's the thing, man. You know, I spend a lot of time bringing in wrestling shows into Rochester. You know, at the Carlson, Comedy at the Carlson.
You are right.
I spent a lot of time booking very big acts in wrestling to come to town. And when ESW came to town, I was really, really excited and happy. They didn't invite me, which I don't understand, but I still went. And stupid Scott Lemmer, Big Cat, put his fat garbage plate hands on me.
Ooh.
And I'm kind of mad about it. And it's been a calendar year that I've been stewing about it. So I am definitely going to be there tonight, and I'm definitely going to execute a plan.
Execute is the key phrase there, I'm guessing, huh?
I don't play word games.
All right. Well, Vinny, thank you so much for being with us today. And Vinny, before we get off of you.
Yeah.
And it was very nice, by the way.
I will
let you get. Do you have a big announcement about JR coming to town? And there was something else added to it this week.
Oh, yeah. Tony Schiavone and JR together at Comedy at the Carlson, St. Patrick's Day, Tuesday, March 17th. Tickets are on sale now, carlsoncomedy.com. There's VIP tickets available. And if you come to the Carlson, I promise I'll be so nice to you.
You'll be okay. There, but if you come out tonight to ESW, he may not be so nice.
Probably not as nice.
Especially if you're in his way. You
He's
know?
Wearing his sunglasses indoors.
Well,
what are you, a cop? Mind your business.
They can't see it.
You know, we got some great things going. ESW makes their long-awaited return to Rochester tonight at the Village Sports in Fairport. Orange Cassidy and Bear Country's going to be there, too.
I've heard of those guys.
Yeah, Bear Country. Oh, yeah. Orange Cassidy's going to be taking on Nick Ando, Brandon Thurston versus Cloudy.
Frankie. I'm a Nick Ando guy.
Are you a Nick Ando guy? You like the captain?
Yeah, I like the captain. Can be freshly squashed tonight.
El Capitan.
Squashed orange.
See, captains, you see it like that scurvy, and the best way to get rid of scurvy is high vitamin C. So I think the match is going to end up the other way around.
What did I just tell him about word games?
Listen, you're over here drawing your game plan on a Denny's menu with crayons.
You're sitting sipping on 7-Eleven gas station coffee. You going to tell me some more?
Yeah, probably.
Right. But also joining us in the studio is Dewey Murray and Rob Sweet. Both will be wrestling. Who are you guys wrestling tonight?
We've got a couple young guys from Buffalo. One is a Brazilian jiu-jitsu master, and the other one is a 7-foot-tall giant. And today starts the first day of our 2020 tour of the Hellboys of the Open Road. So me and Dewey, we plan on big things this year, and we're starting it out tonight. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Like, we can't wait.
It's definitely something, because I mean, we're wrestling two new guys, and if you sit here and look at me and Rob, we have almost 30 years of experience combined together, and these guys only
they've
have
been terrorizing buffets for decades.
Terrorizing buffets. You guys, well, that's exciting. And now ESW is kind of new to Rochester. They've had one show here already. This is the second show in town. And but they are a landmark company in Western New York, more Buffalo area and everything. And what do they do different as a wrestler? What do they do different than other people do? I mean, we have a couple other companies here in town, but what is it that, cuz I know, I mean, ESW, I've seen pictures of the crowds from from the Buffalo era, where there's like 800 to 1,000 people in the crowd. It's absolutely unbelievable. And they don't, and we get Orange Cassidy, they're bringing in Orange Cassidy, but I don't think a lot of times they're bringing in a lot of people. I mean, yeah, they have like shows once in a while where they'll have a couple people. Like, I think, doesn't Virgil show up every time they have a show someplace? No. Sorry.
He's just actually in my garage right now.
He's got the wrestling superstar sign in front of him, waiting to sign autographs. But, what is about ESW? I know you guys worked with them a lot, so.
Quality of talent, that locker room. Like, you've got to be a certain level to even be on the lowest part of the roster. So, like, you gotta have good quality wrestling. The production value is top notch. From from the sets, the when people come in, they go, oh my God, I can't believe the entrance and the banners and all that. There's a lot of attention to detail. Jonathan Ash, he's great on the video production side of it. So it's just an overall attention to detail. And I think it's definitely a super indie at this point.
I mean, it's getting Fight TV time. So, I mean, obviously, the quality product coming out, the video of the matches and stuff. So that's a big plus, too. But now you guys, as independents, is this a good time to be an independent wrestler with AEW showing up? And now it seems like you got MLW doing stuff now, too. And it's really making more avenues and places to go. And Impact Wrestling as well, you know?
It's basically like what you're trying to say. It's basically... I mean, an open playing field right now. I mean, there's so many different options for people to get to the next level and for, you know, the mid-tier indie guys to finally shine.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many outlets now and talent's getting eaten up left and right. But, you know, it's where like 10 years ago, when I started 11 years ago, like your option was go to WWE or not. Now it's, I mean, success can be whatever you make it to be. And it really is exciting. And you're seeing an appreciation from the fans to the indie product. The internet has made the wrestling world smaller. And so that the fans themselves are conditioned to not just think of just WWE. Like, they're really excited. And a lot thanks to AEW, it brings awareness to every other company. You know, companies that are on the internet, on YouTube only, YouTube exclusive. I mean, you even see the NWAs there now. You know,
I didn't even mention it. Power.
Right. So, I mean, it's amazing. There's great wrestling everywhere. And I think we're going to see a boom coming up, but it's a different kind of boom where it's not just one company on one channel or two companies on two channels. It's an appreciation for all wrestling.
Yeah. I mean, this pretty much any night of the week, you can watch wrestling on TV right now. You know, I think Thursday might be the only night that I don't, but then if you go to the networks,
you can watch NXT.
Or that's when Power debuts too, I think, isn't it? Thursday.
Power's
night.
Tuesday night.
I watch Impact on Access TV, and so that's on Monday, or that's on Tuesday too. So there's a lot to watch. But, you know, now you guys probably have had friends signed up because the WWE was like in this flurry for signing people within the last couple of years, not even with an idea what to do with them, just wanted to get them into it so they didn't show up someplace else. Did you see a lot of that happening, like in the locker rooms and stuff, people talking about being contacted by them and stuff?
I don't have any friends, Cashman.
Oh, I have, well, of course, Vinny.
We have friends who you know, they talk about it, or get people who are there and whatnot, or people who are frustrated, or, you know, it's, I mean, it's hard to see, like, a lot of talents get, like, signed by WWE and then not get used. I mean,
that's very disappointing when that happens.
Yeah, and...
But they just do it because they want to block their competition, you know, a lot of times. They're like, we don't want this person going there, so we'll sign them, and then we're just going to wait.
Yeah, or Vicky Guerrero can't show up at AEW, or she gets the cutoff.
Yeah, I saw that happen this past week, actually. She talked about it. She showed up at AEW, and because she wasn't working anywhere, WWE said, well, you're never working for us again now. And it's like, but, you know, how fair is that when they're not giving her money, you know, so she has to provide a living. If someone offers you good money to go show up on TV, it's like, hey, DDP is in the Hall of Fame, and he showed up a couple times, even wrestled on AEW. So
that man did a dive.
Yeah. Yes.
And from what I hear, he's approached them about a business venture, looking into that stem cell injections, which is like becoming a popular thing.
Really?
Amongst legends. Yeah. Like, I hear a lot of guys talking about it now, going down to Columbia and getting stem cell injections from umbilical cords.
Wow. Is that like the Fountain of Youth or something?
What?
You know?
Kevin Nash, Ryback.
Well, I heard Kevin Nash, but
Ryan did it in Germany when he was playing.
I was going to say, I know Kevin Nash talked about his bad his knee was for years, and he would show pictures where he was like lopsided walking and stuff. So,
yeah.
We got a call right now. It's Terry from Victor. What's up, Terry?
It's Gary from Victor,
buddy. Sorry, Jerry. What's up, buddy?
Gary.
Hey, listen, what's going on with Cobb? Is he totally gone from Ring of Honor?
Yeah, Cobb signed with AEW.
He is not signed.
Oh, he's not signed.
He's a free agent.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. They had him tagging with Dan Moss there, or that guy came back. I guess he. I don't remember him, but they were tagging pretty well. They beat each other up, and then they ended up being a tag team together. Oh, I'm surprised that he's a bad guy now with Jericho.
Yeah,
that was kind of funny.
He was their enforcer or whatever, is the guy. But you know, the thing about Cobb is, it's funny, is he appears on AEW, and then I'm watching Ring of Honor that weekend, and Cobb is all over Ring of Honor.
It's crazy. Hey, listen, Tessa Blanchard is the Impact champion, correct?
She is the Impact champion, you're correct.
Okay, the girl who is the Knockouts champion, I saw her... Jordan Grace take Tessa Blanchard apart.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So that means that she's really the big champion then, right?
Yeah. You know, if you think about it, you know, because she did. There was a tournament for that. Or she was she fought for the title and lost to her. You're correct. You know,
I don't think I've seen her. Maybe I think I've seen her lose once. I mean, she's really a force when she's in the ring. And I'm just kind of laughing now that they've got the female champion and da da da. But and what's going to happen with now that Johnny Impact is back in WWE? Is that why his wife lost the Knockouts Championship? Is he going over there too?
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, I think it'd be better to keep his wife in Impact because it's a, you know, WWE is a lot harder work, a lot more, you know, it's touring constantly. And Impact, you just show up for the tapings, and then they every once in a while they'll do like a big show around a pay-per-view. But, you know.
Well, they do a lot in Mexico now, don't they? They're affiliated with AAA.
Yeah, they are. And
they something interesting I saw a while back. They did one of their shows down there, and Fabi Apache, who is one of their top female wrestlers, she lost to Tessa Blanchard in Mexico, which I thought was kind of, you know, I was kind of odd. I was kind of taken aback by that because she's been a force in Mexican women wrestling for a long time. You know, her father was Al Apache, and I was surprised that she lost to Tessa Blanchard in Mexico. I thought that was kind of an odd story thing to do it in. You know how they like the screw job in Montreal, so on and so forth. To have her lose in Mexico.
Well, yeah, I mean, remember Jeff Jarrett took the AAA title when he was Impact champion. He took the AAA title too, and that, I think it's just the working relationship. They do a little give, a little take. So I'm sure Tessa will probably do. You know,
One of the times Terry Funk retired, WrestleFest '97. It was in Amarillo, Texas. He faced Bret Hart, the WWF champion at the time. He lost to Bret Hart, the WWF champion at the time. So
that's right. And well, who's the guy Amarillo. Bouncing on? Who was the guy bouncing on the trampoline?
Dennis Stamp.
Dennis Stamp.
Yeah.
Hey, man, sorry, Jerry. Thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, guys. See ya.
Yeah, take it easy. Yeah, what do you guys think about intergender wrestling? What do you I mean,
I've been a fan of it since I was about 13.
Okay. well, I don't. I mean, in a wrestling ring. No. No, I'm kidding. But I mean, it seems like it's kind of going there with a couple companies, and maybe, you know, WWE is even kind of loosening their restrictive names on their titles a little bit. You know, is this
can we bring back up Jordan Grace? How when she did that AEW Battle Royal, she power bombed Brian Cage.
True. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
So I personally like it. Like it's the same thing as, you know, like I said earlier, a giant versus a little guy. I mean, fans buy into that because the story's told in a certain way that it makes sense of it. You use psychology to make sense of it. If a guy's going out there and just punching the girl in the face with his fist, you avoid doing things like that, you could tell a really good story. So.
What did you think about the Sami Callihan buildup for this Tessa Blanchard? I mean, I think that Sami, I give him the MVP for that whole angle because he knew where it was going in the end, and the way he made, you know, the way he made it look good.
And I don't think his stock went down at all from dropping the belt to her. I mean, if anything, it went up because he was able to make a really interesting story and work with her with it. So. I mean, I think there's a place for all styles of wrestling. And like most of us, when women are training in the schools, like they train with us, like, and we don't like go slower speeds or anything like that. Like they learn like we learn. So there really isn't, you know, too much of a difference getting in the ring, man versus woman.
I mean, I just think you just got to be smart with how you tell your story.
That's an excellent answer, man. You are well spoken, Mr. Rob Sweet.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we're going to go to break on that. Come back. We've got to talk some more. Hey, you know what's going on this week is a Saudi Arabia show. I'm going to read you a quote from, before we go to break, I'm going to read you a quote from CM Punk, and I thought this was great.
Book your plane tickets in advance.
He said, WWE backstage analyst CM Punk tweeted a joke about Vince McMahon's XFL this week. He said, the XFL on Fox Twitter account asked fans which city needs a team. Former WWE writer Seth Mates responded and joked that Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia, would be a good fit for the league. Punk responded to Mates and suggested a name for the team. He wrote, the Bone Saws. We'll be back after this. You listen to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Give you that, but you will never understand. Nobody will ever understand why I did what I did. Matt, from the bottom of my heart, I respect you and everything you have done. I always have, I always will. But Edge, I not only respect Edge, but I love him like a brother. Listen, I am sorry. I am sorry. I am truly sorry. Stop on my accord. But instead of talking about me, why don't you finally confess to why you tried to take away Edge's second chance? Well, you took his surgically repaired neck and you smashed it between two chairs. I mean, after last week, I can relate. I still want to know, what in the hell is wrong with you, Randy Orton?
This is Matt Hardy, version one, the sensei of Mattitude. And you're listening to The Pain Clinic, 1280 WHTK. Remember, tune in each and every episode of The Pain Clinic because the one said so.
Okay, Matt Hardy, thank you. Can you believe that's like 12 years, 13 years old?
I was getting older than that.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. He came to the Syracuse Fair to do a signing, and I sent Andrew and J-Lew out there. And this is what they came back with. So they did a successful job. 222-1280 Star Toys number. We've got Rick from Rochester on the line. Rick, you know that we've got Vinny Paulino, Rob Sweet, and Dewey Murray in the studio, all going to be working ESW tonight. So what's up with you, Rick?
Oh, not at all. I saw Vinny on TV a few weeks ago with Billy.
Oh, Vinny, that's right. He did the morning show with Billy Dottori, our good friend.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, great segment.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hey, just a few things for you. For your cast this morning. Did you guys see backstage with Keith Lee?
I did. I watched it. It was great.
My God, that guy is so humble, man. He's come so far. When he used to tag with Shane Taylor in ROH 3 years ago, I like that dude a lot.
I gotta say, he's a young guy still, too. I think fairly young.
Yeah, he's 35. I think he's 35.
Okay, well, maybe he's not that young, but he was a football player. I remember they were talking about that.
Yeah, he played at A&M.
They asked him a lot about the rub he got from Reigns during the Royal Rumble or during the Survivor Series, and then the rub he got during the Royal Rumble from Lesnar. So, I mean, he was just a very humble guy. When you get that kind of rub from those guys at this part of your career, it's, you know, you got to be humble about it. You know.
Yeah, I think sky's the limit for him. As long as he stays healthy, he's limitless. No pun intended.
What else you got, Rick?
I think this AEW pay-per-view, I know they only do like 4 or 5 a year. I think that's a big pill to swallow, $50. Do you think they're going to, you know, do some more pay-per-views and lower the price or get some sort of network in the next couple years?
Hey, Rick, you see what a WWE pay-per-view costs if you don't have the network now? It's like in the 60s, so I wouldn't complain about $50.
Get used to paying that, because that's what we're going to be paying very shortly.
Yeah, yeah, it's all going to be like that.
Plus.
Yeah,
you got to pay your monthly fee for that, and then you're going to have to drop the pay-per-view price.
I was going to say, WrestleMania is coming up. That's a $100 pay-per-view usually.
But there's been rumors of WrestleMania going to Fox next year, so we'll see what happens on that. But
better not have 18 matches on it again then.
You know, you're not going to be able to do it in one day.
And Fox is going to give up 8 hours of programming? I can't believe that.
Yeah, well, you know, they put a commercial between every match and do 2 days of it, because WrestleMania, I think they're getting the idea that they want to
throw in an XFL game.
Yeah, really. You put that at halftime, right? Yeah. But anything else, Rick?
No, I appreciate you guys. You guys have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Thank you. And don't forget, if you're out and about tonight and you want to see live wrestling here in Rochester, it's tonight.
Yeah, baby. We haven't brought this up yet, but what caller are we taking? Because I have a pair of general admission tickets in my pocket.
Oh, cool. Now you're going to have to leave them at the front door, right?
Yep. I'm going to put their name on it, leave it at the front door, 2 general admission tickets.
Okay, how about we'll take it
early? Remember that guy, Rick, who liked me?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but that's how you pay people off in radio. Don't you know that?
Oh, payola.
Yeah, no, I mean, you pay them off by giving them stuff when they provide content for your show, we'll say. We're going to go to break on that. So we'll do it right now. Caller 12, 222-1280, star 12. You get a free pair of tickets tonight to ESW. And, of course, it's going to be in the Village Sports in Fairport. You got to be able to go there if you're going to go to the show.
You're going to want to go there.
And this isn't. Front row tickets are $25. General admission is $15. Price increase $5 a day of the show. So you're saving some good money by getting these 2 free ones. So be caller 12 at 222-1280. And you get a couple pair of tickets at the door for you tonight. ESW in Fairport at the Village Sports in Fairport. And we'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Hey, you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Danger Boy, Double B, Brian Burke, and Furby. Joining us in the studio, Vinny Paulino, Dewey Murray, and Rob Sweet from ESW tonight here. 5:30, the doors open. I want to congratulate Thomas, who won the tickets. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey, congrats, Tom.
It's going to be a great show. I'll get you guys that information before you all leave and everything. But this is our last segment of the show. It seems to go by pretty fast sometimes. And the funny thing is we didn't even talk about really much of the news. You know, like, we had NXT last weekend. We didn't even talk about it.
Use the best sound clip from the week from Matt Riddle.
Oh, what was it? Oh.
The Dusty Trophy got popped for 30 days on the wellness policy.
Yeah, it was silly. But speaking of Matt Riddle, I wanted to briefly bring up, you see Matt Riddle and Randy Orton going at it online on Twitter this past week.
They weren't really going at it. Randy Orton kind of gave him props.
Oh, I thought he said that he didn't like him.
He didn't like him, but then he got it and then used an explicitive.
To be simple, yeah, that was, yeah. He, yeah. And, so,
he
yeah.
wished him luck, though.
Oh, did he? Because I thought they were going after each other.
No.
Okay, I misinterpreted the whole conversation. But
there's nothing wrong with being honest and outspoken. You keep going, Matt Riddle.
All right, that's what I say, too. You know what? Goldberg, who's he, you know?
Who'd he ever beat?
Yeah. Who'd you beat, Goldberg? I love it when those chants go in the crowd. You know, as an indie wrestler, didn't it kill you when they start chanting that? Who you beat?
You know, I've never gotten that. No, never.
No, but it's every once in a while, something like that will pop up. But some other news, there was some rumors recently this past week that WWE might be shifting some of their programming to ESPN Plus. Nothing for sure yet, but you know, I think Robbie might
very similar to the UFC model. Most likely some free stuff on there, you know, to go with your ESPN Plus subscription, but then you're paying for the pay-per-views.
Which is like how the UFC works, exactly. Yes. So, you know.
That's like putting the genie back in the bottle.
You're right.
You go from $9.99 and then, hey, guys, we expect you to pay what you paid before. Like, I don't know.
I mean, WWE is pretty smart with the money, with the dollars and cents, but they're going to get a ton of cancellations on that network. So
yeah,
they got to hope that evens out.
Oh, they did get it. They were, well, we, there was a report that came out a couple weeks ago. We talked about where they were expected to be at 3 million subscribers by this date, and then they're only at 1 million right now. So that's why there was doom and gloom in Stamford, Connecticut a couple weeks ago, because they were talking, you know, that's when Vince started, you know, talking about maybe putting pay-per-views back on pay-per-view and taking them off the network, which then you would have even a bigger drop in subscribers.
Well, they don't draw 3 million people watching their free show on network television, so...
True.
How are they expecting 3 million people to pay for the network? There's just not that not that interest anymore from
And we're talking worldwide, too. Yeah. I mean, they went and had to translate everything into Japanese and all these other countries and still did not go up.
They were hoping to get old school fans that wanted to see old school, like ECW, WCW, and they thought they were going to pull those guys in. But guys that are looking just to see that stuff, they watch that content and... Then a month or two later, they just get rid of their subscription.
I was going to say, they wanted. I remember
the interesting thing about it, too, is, and I don't know how it plays in the numbers and dollar values, but with them giving away the network for free the first month every time someone new subscribes, you got to take into consideration and possibly how many people are purchasing it, watching it, canceling it, and then when they reorder it, are they still getting that for first month
set
for free
up a
again?
New email.
New email every month.
And think of how many millions of dollars are given away just in one free month with all those people that are signing up. So, I mean, there, you know, you're losing money and subscribers there, too.
Yeah, so it's we'll see how they get out of this turmoil they've been going through. We got a couple pieces of quick news before we get out of here. Cain Velasquez has been at the WWE Performance Center. I guess The Undertaker as well has been down there. So we're going to see Cain Velasquez showing up soon and The Undertaker, which is not a big surprise. WrestleMania is coming.
I believe that first Monday in March, he was scheduled to be on Monday Night Raw.
Okay. And now we hear Austin's going to be on Raw coming up soon to set something up as well. WWE is opening a performance center in Japan. I don't know how the Japanese are going to take that very well, but they want to start, you know, doing what they're doing here in the United States over in Japan, which is smart. I mean, they could do it in every country in the world if they wanted to develop wrestlers.
Well, they've been shut down in Japan trying to buy promotions to start it multiple times now. So,
and I want to thank our guests. Thank you, Dirumi Murray. Thank you, Rob Sweet, and thank you, Vinny Paulino, for coming in. I hope it's going to be a great show tonight. You definitely do not want to miss it. And you guys will go out and sign autographs and stuff after the show with all little kids and everything, right?
Oh, we're
buddy. $20
shoot the
each.
Babies.
And- Except for Vinny, if you want to get, unless you can sneak him in a picture. If you're really good at like not letting him see you, and you can take like a selfie.
Oh, no. He'll photobomb everybody's selfies with all the wrestlers in intermission.
Absolutely.
He did that last time.
Oh, all right. Vinny.
I improve people's pictures. I want to improve their experience.
All right. See, he's a smart man. Now he's the funniest guy in Rochester, but he's a smart man on top of that.
Thank you, ESW, for having me on your show.
Yeah, it's going
to
be.
Thank you to everyone there except for Scott Lemmer.
It's going
to
be a great show tonight. Definitely don't want to miss it. I'm going to leave this thought with you guys. Last night announced at SmackDown that the Bella Twins are going into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Finally.
And we used to have, I think it was Dan Cole's default phone ring of Nikki saying to Brie, "I wish you died in the womb." That was his default phone ring.
Best promo ever.
Yes. So I want to say that we got a lot of people going in. There's a lot of controversy. We could talk the whole hour about them. Think about it. We'll talk about it next week. But I want to thank these guys for coming up, man. It's exciting to have you up. You guys are very well spoken. You know, to have a great show tonight. They're going to draw some great numbers, and I'm excited that the Pain Clinic will be representing in the house too. So yes. Thanks for coming up, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Don't forget, folks, you can find all our old shows on thepainclinic.net, on iTunes, and we'll see you next week here. Same bat time, same bat channel.